now that you're sitting next to me, we look like Are You Garbage for emo kids.
You guys look like two pigs that were turned into humans.
Oh no, my house is made of straw. Oh no, I'm the one that gets high all day.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What's up, doggies? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast, coming at you like Cleopatra on a Monday morning from the East Village. International superstar Zach D'Amico is here, just across from me this time, because that cunt, Jordan Jensen, fucking bailed on the show.
I could have told you that.
You thought you could have told me she was going to bail?
Yeah, her and Ian are just fucking nuts, dude. They don't show up to things. Or they show up late, or it's so disrespectful.
It is.
It shows you how bad Sid and Nancy would have been had they gotten clean. They would just be annoying and neurotic.
Just annoying.
Just fucking do drugs and be irresponsible.
So what? She's not coming and now it's just us?
So now, but it's okay, dude. Fuck her, dude. I don't care, dude. What I want everyone to do right now is I want everyone to start harassing Jordan Jensen.
Yeah.
Okay, she has a special coming out, a 30-minute special. I want you guys to tank it. All negative comments, thumbs down, don't share it.
But aren't you like, wouldn't that affect you in some way?
Dude, like compartmentalize. I'm Louis J. Gomez, the host of the Real Ass Podcast right now, and she crossed me.
Right.
Louis J. Gomez, the proprietor of Gas Digital and the G in Gas, he's going to have some real issues with what I'm saying on today's show.
He's going to have to give Real Ass Louis a call and talk about it. They're going to actually have a very tense meeting in here.
But now we're,
where we sit outside the glass going, Louis looks really mad at himself. Yeah. He's moving his hands a lot.
It's funny, though, that now that you're sitting next to me, we look like Are You Garbage for Emo Kids. Like, did you listen to Panic at the Disco? We're talking to...
Yeah, you guys,
Neil Brennan.
You guys look like two pigs that were turned into humans.
Oh no, my house is made of straw. Oh no, I'm the one that gets high all day.
Oh shit, dude. You look like you lost your third little piggy.
Yeah, we lost the responsible. This is the waiting room in Wolf Hell. The responsible one's still alive.
Should have built a brick house.
The waiting room in Wolf
Hell. In Wolf Hell. It's not even pig hell.
Shit. That's fucking hilarious. Look, we have a great show planned today. International superstar Zach D'Amico is here, as always.
Very, very happy to be here, boy.
And the great Brendan Sagalow is back on the show.
Thank you. What's up?
What's up, doggy?
I like this.
You like it?
Yeah, this feels good.
I like this. This is a nice vibe. I like looking across at you guys.
Yeah.
It's nice. I went and saw Oppenheimer last night.
What'd you think?
Got lost.
Was that the sound of the bomb going off? Yeah, 3 hours of just talking about astrophysics or whatever. Astro. What am I thinking of? What's bomb science?
Bomb science, the science of Louis J. Gomez.
It was too easy.
He's killing it. You got to have a tense meeting before every podcast.
Dude. Don't cross me.
Yeah, dude.
We need to invest in tents.
Ah, shit. No, I saw Oppenheimer. It was what I would... It was good.
I'm sick of hearing about it, to be honest. I'm sick of hearing about that and Barbie. It's like, let's get over it.
I think I probably would have liked Barbie better.
I think Barbie's probably really funny and everything.
Shannon, did you see Barbie? Shannon's shaking her head that I would have liked Barbie better.
It was so cute.
You loved it.
I saw it with like my nieces and my nephews. Like we did it as a family thing. Huh? I thought I was going to hate it.
You thought you were
going
to hate it. And what happened? What'd you like about it?
They were like fun. Like I actually laughed a few times. Like it wasn't as like.
What's that sound like?
It wasn't as obnoxious as I actually liked it.
I probably would have liked Barbie more.
Yeah.
Because my girl wanted to see Barbie, and then I was like, no, I'm not going to see Barbie. That's fucking gay. Let's go see Oppenheimer instead.
What about the people that are doing like double features where they're going to Oppenheimer and then taking like a break and then going to see Barbie?
It's just too much, dude.
That's crazy.
Probably the order to do that in, though.
Yeah, because it's like 3-hour movie, and then Barbie is like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours.
Dude, 3 hours is just too long for a movie. You know, to be honest with you, they could have done that movie in an hour and a half with ease.
Barbie? Or Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer. I agree. I think really long movies need the meat for it. Like it needs the story. I feel like that. I could tell you what that movie's about, and what in a paragraph.
Yeah, it could have been. They could have done that in a 3-minute YouTube short and gotten the entire movie done. Okay, Oppenheimer. He's a fucking scientist.
He's brilliant. He fucked a commie.
He's
his brother was a commie.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like they didn't
talk
show
to Einstein, or
Einstein that much in the trailers because I saw a picture of Einstein in the movie and he kind of looked ridiculous. Now, you saw the movie.
I saw the movie.
Was Einstein kind of ridiculous? Did he show up and you're like, what the fuck?
Einstein was the only part of the movie that I even understood what was going on. I was like, that's Einstein! That's Einstein!
Stick your tongue out!
You should have seen me. I was lost the whole time.
He's got the name everyone calls me.
Einstein!
Every time they're like, Einstein, you're like, huh?
Doggy, yeah, he was only in the movie for like a couple minutes.
Really?
He didn't have a big part. And he's the fucking...
He created the bomb, didn't he?
He's the guy... No. No,
I don't know anything about
this.
What did you learn?
What did I learn?
Yeah, what did you learn about this? Like, teach me Oppenheimer.
What I learned about Oppenheimer.
An essay.
What did I pull from this movie? You know what I did? I did wait for a post-credit scene. Like it was a Marvel movie?
Yeah, Samuel Jackson.
Didn't happen. I learned
Hitler's still alive.
I mean, almost nothing. What did we really learn? It didn't really tell you anything. It was just a bunch of fucking horse shit. It was a bunch of, you know, it was a bunch of just fucking dialogue that nobody really needed to hear, dude.
No. Oh, and Matt Damon's in it? You always forget Matt Damon is in it.
There was a star-studded cast of blech, of a bunch of fucking nothing. Forgettable performances across the board. It's going to get a bunch of awards. It stunk.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about Einstein? Last words, undocumented, because he said them to a nurse who didn't speak German.
Really?
He called the nurse over and gave his last words to her and then died. And she went, I don't know what he said.
She should have just made him up at that point.
Yeah, anyway, it wasn't great. Did the whole fucking movie thing, though. That was nice, though. I like going to the movies.
I love going to the movies.
You love it.
So expensive, though.
But... Regular theater or dine-in?
Regular theater. Old school theater in Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Sick.
Bowtie Cinemas. It's
very
like
sick.
Four theaters. Like, it's like...
Bowtie.
All they have is, like, popcorn and, like, nachos and, like, a couple candy things. Like, there's not... It's not all that other shit. You ain't getting a hamburger or chicken fingers or any of that shit.
Well, that's like an Alamo Draft House. I mean,
at this point, most theaters...
No, like, Edgewater and shit have, like, full
restaurants. Really? Restaurant. Like, cheeseburgers?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have, like, a food court almost.
I gotta go see a movie.
Yeah, Alamo Draft House is, like, you can get... A drink, you get a mixed drink, a cocktail, you get fucking.
I went to the Warwick drive-in theater. You ever go to like a drive-in theater?
Love it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Except all of the screens are. You can see all the screens at once. So whatever movie you're watching, you're also kind of watching another movie that
I've never been to
hear.
One like that. I've only been to one with one screen.
The Warwick one is kind of like that. Like I was watching A Star Is Born while also like Halloween Resurrection was on. So it was like, I just want to get another look at you. And then I'd look away and he'd be like holding a kid's head. Like, oh, what the fuck?
In a romantic movie.
Yeah. I'm like with a chick. I'm like, I'm having nightmares.
You look over, Jason folds somebody. Couch.
Tell me something, girl. Holding a spine.
Ah, shit, dude. Yeah. So no, I enjoy going to a. My chick loves a movie. She, you know,
you gotta love a movie. I love movies more than my chick does. So I'm always like, let's go to a movie. She's like, can we just rent one and be inside? It's not about the movie. It's about going and being outside and wearing fucking jeans for the first time today. You know what I mean? And like,
see, I'm more with your girl, dude. I get what she's saying, dude. Rent the movie at home.
Get some food.
Take a break. Order some food in.
Smoke weed. You can smoke weed during the movie.
Smoke some fucking Herbaggio during the fucking movie.
Weed is happening. It's not, that's never, you're not going to have not weed. Yeah. But I get smoking during the movie.
And then we came home last night and we watched Hustlers.
You watched another movie?
We watched another movie.
Hustlers. Is that?
The stripper movie.
With Jay.
Yeah, but Jay's in it. Big Jay's in it.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, he plays a DJ, which that's just a steamy pile of horseshit.
How was he in it?
I was like, all right, critically acclaimed movie. Let's get so much of a shit movie that's not going to be good. And it was fucking worse than you thought it was going to be. God damn it, dude.
I'm really six deep into the Fast and Furiouses, and I started them ironically, and I am unironically into it now.
You love it.
I can't believe how much I love it.
Well, like, yeah.
They're great.
Those movies, I love brainless movies. Like, going to see Mission Impossible in the theaters is so cool. Because he's doing all the stuff and everything, and it's also hilarious. Because he's got, Tom Cruise has just enough hair where when you see him do anything, it kind of, like, jiggles. And it makes me laugh every time I see it.
I'm just sort of over movies in general.
That's crazy.
I'm not a movie guy.
You want a first date?
Not a movie guy.
Not a movie
just
guy.
So you know, I mean, it's just like, no, she loves going to the movie. She loves ordering some popcorn, fucking just like that whole process is like,
I love that,
which is great.
Yeah,
it's great. But I'm like, I'm a freak. I'm going like, hey, you should give me a hand job in the movie theater. And she's just like, no, get the fuck away from me. There's old people here.
That's,
we're watching
crazy,
Oppenheimer,
dude. That's crazy. Yeah
that's always my thing. I'm always being like, can I angle a way for her to jerk me off?
Were you trying to get some sloppy Toppenheimer?
Yeah, wasn't good. All right, let's do some plugs. Let's get into the show. We have a lot to talk about on today's show. Shannon did a great job with these notes. Thank you, Shannon. Always fucking killing it. Very sexy today, Shannon, too, as well. Thank you very much. I'm kidding. You look like shit. What are you plugging on, Sags?
Listen to my podcast, Here's the Scenario, and follow me on everything and twitch.tv/SagsToRiches. August 24th, Comedy Connection in Rhode Island. September 16th, the New Jersey Algonquin Arts Theater in Manasquan. And then September 28th is Seattle at the Hereafter, and then flying straight to Skankfest.
Wow.
From Seattle.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What a fucking weekend that's going to be. Holy shit.
I'm going to be so tired.
Damn, doggy. You're going to die. You're going to die at Skankfest, bitch.
Yeah, no.
Zach Amico?
August the 26th, Portland, Maine Comedy Festival. September 8th through 10th, Tampa, Florida. And the 30th of August, I'm going to Helium in Philly, and this show is a banger. It's Deer Tag in the Do-Rag, Dad Meat, me and Crack Amico.
Damn. What a show.
It's going to be fucking baller.
What a show. Hell yeah. Live stuff coming up, guys. Me and the Legion of Skanks going out on the road, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. This is next week on August 10th, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, with special guest Bobby Kelly. And then we're going to be in Boston at the Wilbur on August 11th, and we're going to be at Foxwoods Casino on August 12th. Those are with special guest Colin Turrell. Coming out. So if you guys are going to be in those areas, it's going to be a ton of fun. We're doing live stand-up. We're doing, it's not even a live podcast. We're not taping it. We're not, there's nothing being filmed. This is just an untaped live podcast. We're doing really fucked up shit. We have some fun, stupid shit planned. No cameras are allowed. Shit's getting funky, doggy.
That seems like a waste to not have cameras around.
No cameras. No. Trust me. We're going to, no, there's no cameras. I'll tell you after the show
okay.
That we're planning.
Oh, God. Okay.
Then me and Zach Amico going down to Austin, Texas, Creek and Cave, September 1st and 2nd. And then the 3rd, we're going to be at the Sunset Club doing a live Real Ass podcast. My special is coming out September 5th, so subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/LuisJGomezComedy. And then we're going to be going to England. That's official. Those tickets are going up right now, October 19th through 26th, was it?
I believe so, yeah.
We're going to be, no, it couldn't, because the 27th to 28th, I'm in Zany's Rosemont. That's a Friday, Saturday. Whatever. It's the end of October. London, Amsterdam, Glasgow, and possibly a couple more cities. Me, Dave Smith, Zach D'Amico, Robbie Bernstein, Part of the Problem, Meets Real Ass Podcast, live in the UK and Amsterdam. And then Zanies, Rosemont, October 27th to 28th. Skankfest happening as well in there, which I'm very excited
Hell
about.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's going to be fucking wild. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting Skankfest and everything we do. Subscribe to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use that promo code RAP30 for a 30-day trial. Download the new apps for iPhone and Android. Get access to the on-demand library. We do an extra show every week. If you're watching this on iTunes or YouTube, you should know that there's a third show that's exclusive to Gas Digital that we do every single week just for subscribers. So make sure you get subscribed. Get the entire show. Okay. Beautiful.
Now, when's the next Skankfest going to be in New York, you think?
It's not a guarantee, but that's the plan. We're hoping to be able to do the next one in New York.
That would be very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to come home.
Yeah.
Got to come home.
Yeah, that could be the whole thing. Like, you know, back home could be the whole, like, home. Exactly. It could be the whole theme.
Coming home. Tell the world. That's the fucking trailer. Coming home. We can't fuck. We can't get that song. Can we get a knockoff?
Yeah, you could just
Shannon, find a knockoff of I'm Coming Home.
Dude, you ever watch like people's auditions online? I remember one time we were watching like if you look up the Training Day monologue, you can see a lot of amateur actors doing the Training Day monologue, and they're like, you know, there's like Indian guys being like you know, King Kong has nothing on me, you know, and they're trying to act their heart out, and it's really just the yeah. best thing. And that's what that reminded me of.
A lot of when we do auditions for trauma movies, we'll tell people just do you have, you know, 3 minutes, do whatever you want, and most of them just don't have anything. So we'll have monologues written out, and the one we use a lot is Gomez Adams talking to the police in Adams Family Values.
Uh-huh.
And we have so many videos of half of the video you realize the person can't read.
That's so funny, dude.
And they're just making up words. And it, dude, I watch this kid, the line is literally, my name is Gomez Adams, and he goes, my name is Gazer Aguirre. I just watch him give up halfway through it
and then send it in. He's like, just send
it's
that.
Like the Jesus Simpsons where Christ. You watch Ralph's heartbreak.
Yeah.
You can literally pause and watch him go, I didn't get this.
Yeah, I don't miss that at all, auditioning. Oof.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it.
I still do that.
You still audition?
Yeah.
When are you going to give up that dream?
It is annoying.
Brent, I've never seen you booked on anything.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah.
Dude, I bombed an audition so bad once. I was supposed to be Australian. Halfway through, they stopped me and went, you have a southern accent now. I fucked up the accent so bad that they just stopped me and said, you go home.
I auditioned for like a musical kind of thing. Like it was something where you had to know how to sing. And I like walked in and they were like, so any singing training or anything? I'm like, no, I just, and they're like, okay. And they let me do the audition, but they had a guy by the piano and he goes, okay, do this. And he clicks one of the notes and he goes, it's like, ning. And I'm like, ah. And they're like, all right, goodbye.
Shannon, play a note on the piano. Get it. Like, I want to hear Brendan try to match notes.
Okay.
Right now. Shannon, go.
All alone in the moonlight.
Shannon, play your piano right now.
Play Can You Feel the Love Tonight. I'll match those fucking notes.
No, I don't want you to match those notes. I'll match those notes. A specific...
Good. Wait, play it again? I'm sorry. I'm not fucking Charlie Puth.
Is that
Charlie
the beginning Puth. Of Welcome to the Black Parade?
Isn't that what the guy who could like do that? Is it Charlie Puth? Is that
the name
of the
guy? I don't know what reference
guy?
That was, but that was so specific. Who am I? Charlie Puth?
He's a music producer, and people, there are videos of him... Like someone's like, yo, Charlie, do this, and they're like, pang, they'll like hit something, and he's like, eh, like an A, he'll be like, A minor.
Shannon, you have to do such a fucking high note, dickhead.
Yeah, come on.
Why don't you do a normal fucking tone?
I'm an alto. I just put G note. I don't know what the other notes are. D
play
note?
An F minor.
Okay.
A female minor.
Yeah, let me do a female minor.
Can I get D'Elia, please?
Good.
Songs in the key of D'Elia. They're all F minors.
Hold on, this isn't working. 1 second.
Damn, dude.
Damn, we failed.
No, it's okay. Play any note and I'll sing it.
Gotcha. Right now. And
any note.
Any note.
Any note.
I literally can't
A D major chord.
That was multiple. That was a chord, Shannon.
It's we a sound. Wait, wait, wait.
On three, you ready? We're going to sing a D. You ready? One, two, three.
Ooh, that was beautiful. Can I join?
That was, yeah.
One,
come on
two,
in.
Three.
We start singing the Wanderer. Well, I'm the kind of guy.
We stink. Zach and Miko, let's take a moment and thank Monthly Knife Club for supporting today's show. This is the ultimate subscription box for literally any man in your life. Every dude that I know, you get a fucking cool knife in your hand. It feels great. It's awesome. It's a fun talking point. You don't have to be a knife enthusiast to enjoy having a cool knife. And Monthly Knife Club gives you a brand new knife every single month, a brand new high quality name brand knife every single month.
They have a variety of tiers to choose from, starting at just $25. And you, yes, you can experience the thrill of unboxing a top-notch name brand knife every month. Why wait? Join them today and elevate your knife game with the Monthly Knife Club subscription box. And I think there's a deal that people get, right, Lou?
Oh, yeah. Right now, if you go to monthlyknifeclub.com, that's the website, monthlyknifeclub.com, when you check out, use the promo code RAP, you're going to get a 10% discount on your first month. This is a great gift. Maybe this is, forget a gift, this is the dude that's listening to the show right now. You want a new fucking cool knife every month? This is your chance. Just go to monthlyknifeclub.com and use that promo code RAP to save 10% and let them know that we sent you there. All right, where were we?
I'm not
a singer.
You know
what else I started watching?
What?
Don't you think I'm over it? The Bear.
Yeah, the Bear. What are we?
Doggy chill.
I don't want to get like
doggy. That, and also going from watching The Bear to watching fucking Oppenheimer. Let me explain to you something, dude. The Bear, the intensity in which they are trying to fucking come up with fucking sandwiches.
Yeah.
I mean, and then when you
yes,
see
chef.
The.
No, chef.
The blasé attitude that Oppenheimer's team has when they're fucking dealing yeah. with a nuclear bomb. They're just smoking cigarettes like, oh, well, if it goes off, it goes off. And fucking,
I like that better.
They need to switch energies.
Yeah. You're just a fucking restaurant.
It's a sandwich, you dickhead. Who cares?
Doesn't that go against all of the feeling of making a sandwich? Isn't the feeling of making a sandwich supposed to be like, okay, relaxing? You're not supposed to be running around, and we need the eggs, we need
but
the scrambles.
Who would work in that environment? And Shannon, have you watched The Bear?
I did. I just finished the second season.
That's so literally
just,
what it's like working here.
I just finished the first season. But that's what they act like it is. You guys act like it's The Bear. That's what you cunts act like. These fuckers work 4 days a week, three hours a day. Yeah. They get stoned. They're
Except
on acid.
The
Shannon's
twink.
Constantly fucking slugging down kratom and fingering herself. It's wild. It's fucking wild what Shannon gets to fucking get away with.
Yeah.
Yet they act like they're in the kitchen of The Bear.
I wish I watched The Bear, dude.
Dude, I
didn't watch it at all.
I would quit. There's that. The boss is like.
Yeah, I think everyone here wishes it was the first episode of The Bear where the owner fucking blows his brains out.
Dude, it's fucking crazy.
I like it. The least realistic
I like
thing,
the acting is good and the writing's fun. It's just, you're like, at one point you go. You wouldn't care. Nobody cares this much about sandwiches.
Yeah, why aren't people quitting?
The least realistic part of it is it took two seasons for somebody to get caught doing drugs in the parking lot.
I didn't see that. I didn't get to the second season yet.
But I'm just saying, like, in any other restaurant, someone would have gotten caught doing drugs already.
Immediately. Yeah.
That's how restaurants work.
Yeah, it's
Jeremy Allen White, though. What do you think about that kid?
Who's that?
The main guy.
That's the lead guy. Jeremy Allen White.
No, I thought his name was Finn or something.
That's in Shameless.
No, not Finn.
Lip. His name's Lip in Shameless, yeah.
Oh, his name is Lip in Shameless.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the
there's
character's
a,
name.
There's like a T-Mobile. Look at this fucking
Holy
guy.
Tits.
Holy
Calm
shit.
Oh, no,
down,
he got
buddy.
Huge. He got huge because he's in the Von Erichs movie that's coming out.
Dude, look at those fucking cum gutters. Holy shit.
Him and Zac Efron and a bunch of people, they play the Von Erich family. There's a new A24 movie coming out.
Whoa.
And they all got huge.
Yeah, he's a good looking cat, dude.
You think he's good looking?
I think his body is good.
And he's like that. Shannon,
yes,
do you like that?
Yes. And yes, Shannon obviously
Shannon's
likes
gonna
that.
Say he's too
I mean,
short.
Okay,
Jesus
so
Christ.
He is little for me, but the characters that he plays adds attractiveness to
yeah.
him.
Chicks like fucking scumbags, dude. Like, they don't like, you know, like, if that dude had a Boston accent, Shannon wouldn't even be able to sit in a chair right now. She'd be like,
fucking hit me right now.
Yeah, I want to speak to you over a phone between glass. I get it.
Is he short? How tall is he?
He seems pretty short.
It's probably like 5'7".
Because my gal, she made a comment about it. She thinking he's 5'6". Hot. And then I was like, oh, really? She's like, no, I'm just kidding. And I was like,
Now I get it. Now I get why you asked me. That's so funny. You find him hot?
You think he's hot?
What exactly?
He's 5'7".
Oh, 5'7", too short.
Damn.
Oh, wait, how tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
All right, thank God.
I think. I'm probably like 5'7" or something. I don't know. I have no idea.
You just lied.
No, I am 5'8". I mean, what? Let's get a fucking ruler.
What does your license say?
My license? I repeat the answer. Yeah, that's how you know I'm lying. Because I'm like, what?
What is this guy? Can we take a break?
My license? I don't know. I got this when I was... My picture is still when I was 7.
Federal booby investigator.
Why would my license say that? 5'7". There you go. But I'm taller than this.
You're not taller than what your license says. That's your official height.
I didn't get this last year. I'm like, look at my
picture. Did you get it when you were 4?
I got it when I was really 4. Young. Yeah.
4.
Yeah.
4. No, you got it when you were 16. You stopped growing at like 13, boys.
No. Boys. I had growing pains the other day. No.
Your stomach doesn't count.
You're still a growing boy.
Now I'm growing wider.
Do we have a tape measure in the house? I want to see how tall Brendan Sagalow is.
Yeah, I have no problem.
I would love you to
this.
Be 5'8".
I would love to be 5'8".
I said this a while ago. 5'8"
no
is the cutoff for men or not.
No, I also have no problem being a short king. Okay, I'm okay with that. I don't date chicks that are older than me, so I'm tall to anyone who actually matters.
What?
Think about
you
that.
Think that.
Women don't start growing till 30.
Every girl I date is shorter than me, so it doesn't fucking matter if I'm tall.
Yeah.
Like,
ooh, there we go. Shannon, can you measure him? Shannon?
Okay.
Why don't you just have him stand up against the wall and mark it and then measure the mark? That's probably easier than measuring him.
Why is that easier?
No, I like measuring him.
Yeah, measure him. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah. Look at his face. Let's do it at the door. Right?
Do you know how things work?
I don't know, dude.
What is going on here?
I mean, it's
this is crazy.
It's
also,
not even going to be close. The thing's on the floor.
I need to point out how dumb Shannon is. No.
Blame.
No. This needs to be pointed out how dumb Shannon is.
Says here you're 0 inches.
Dude, that was crazy. That was fucking Yo, that was fucking nuts. Shannon is fucking retarded.
Don't lie, Shannon.
How many inches, Shannon?
Five seven and a half.
Well then. Yeah, but Shannon's also she's got an angle. She's looking at her.
I know,
like
I
that.
Actually don't trust.
Yeah,
this.
You're 5'7", though.
I'm 5'8". Who cares?
Most women.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
You think that no women have ever looked at you and been like, I don't like how short this man is, and I'm not going
to. I don't
that
think
reason.
That's the top of their list.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I think by the time they get to short, they already weren't.
They're at home. They're still talking about it at home. Oh,
he was also short.
Short, yeah.
He was fucking short.
And all, look at all the
number
girls.
27, he's short.
What do you think the number one reason is a woman would not be attracted to you?
Not be attracted to me? Yeah. I mean, probably fat, I would have to say, is the number one.
But you're not fat. You're like...
I'm just like
you're cherub-like.
I'm like a gloop. I'm just like a... I'm like a sandbag. I'm like a theater sandbag. You know what I mean?
No, I think that you...
I look like a teardrop.
Your level of fat is kind of adorable.
Yeah. And some women like fat.
Zach,
guys.
You're castable fat.
Yeah. Thanks. Zach,
your best friend fat.
Zach, you could...
Yeah, it's a different category.
You could catch him if you're casting for a whale in the ocean.
Yeah.
Damn, Zach, sit down.
Yo mama.
Sit down, know your place.
Yeah, I would say... Well, I don't know. I'm a little... sometimes I say things that are a little, like, not on the right side of history, like, you know... I guess. I don't know.
You think that you're too edgy for women? You think that you're too...
No, I don't want to say
your
that.
Your edginess comes before your height?
Chicks don't like that I have a caution tape around my mouth all the time, you know? It's like they hate it. They're like, yeah. No, sometimes I'll say, you know, I don't know if I'm right about some stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I say chick a lot, and you know, we say like babe
the first time
and chick
I
a lot.
Ever, chick is something that I got in trouble for back in my... back in my producing like rock shows days, I produced some show and there was some girls, they were from another country even, I think.
Yeah.
And they were at this show, it was like a punk rock show, and I was like, hey, what's up, chicks, or whatever I did. You know, I just called them chicks. And they were just like, don't say chick. You can't say chick. She's from Germany. Yeah.
Germans. They're from China. They misheard you.
They were German for sure.
Yeah, I don't really understand the problem.
Sup, you hot Nazi sluts.
Yeah, I don't
sing Heil, bitches.
Yeah, like I don't know. Sometimes I'll be like,
is chick offensive? Why would chick be offensive?
I don't know. I got yelled at for saying it. Like on stage, I'll go, my chick, blah 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 blah, and they're like, some girl was like, don't say chick. What's her name?
They don't like brutal. The fans don't like me talking about my girl at all.
Why?
They just don't like it.
They don't like that you're in love.
They don't like me being happy. They want me to be miserable.
Yeah.
So anytime I bring her up, they're fucking like, dude, fucking here we go. It's my chick cast.
Here we go.
My fucking chick cast.
Yeah, tell us about how you love her and blah, blah, blah.
Just so you guys know, I hit her this morning just for you guys, just for the fans.
That's really nice.
I got up this morning, I just fucking stepped on her.
Thank you.
Stepped on her fucking trachea. I was like, this is for the fucking gomites, bitch. She's like, why? Why?
Do you have any jokes that...
Nope.
That if she heard, she would actually be like upset with you for doing like about her
stand up.
Yeah,
no, I mean, she gets mad at the podcast sometimes now. She's listening right now, probably getting mad that I'm saying this.
Oh, well, you know,
see, it's like a fucking never ending cycle.
You should do one fake podcast and just send it to her. Is she a subscriber? Is she watching live?
Yeah, yeah. She downloaded the app today right in front of me.
You should put out, there should be a, this is a good idea for a podcast, one episode a week that only your girlfriend listens to.
Just for her?
Yeah, hey, and you're like, what's up, guys? How's it going?
I love my girl so much.
She's so great.
She's so fair and cool.
You know who sucks? Trump. Trump and Elon Musk is an idiot.
You know who blows?
He?
Cheaters.
Yeah.
Faithful.
Faithful. Faithful. I don't cheat.
Monogamous snake. Monogamous snake.
Oh, fuck, babe. Yeah, what? You don't listen to the show this week? That's so weird.
Yeah, April 29th, I'm going to be in your arms.
Welcome to JennaCast. I'm your host, Jenna's boyfriend.
Shannon, bring up the top 10 things I love about my schmoopy boopies. Start from the bottom.
Okay, here's a new...
sorry, the listeners' ads.
Toit or noit? And they're just cats.
It's just her.
It's just, yeah, it's just her.
Toit.
Always toit. Always toit.
Toit again. Toit again. Top girl. My girl.
Okay, new segment. We're going to look at pictures of our dog.
New segment. These are all of the things that I love most about my girl. Here we are. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. YoKratom.com is home of the $60 kilo, and they support everything that we do. So if you guys are in the market for Kratom and you're over the age of 21 years old, get your Kratom from YoKratom.com.
YoKratom.com has all the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door discreetly for just $60.
YoKratom.com. Go support them. We love them. All right. Where were we? All right. So let's see here. Facial analyst claims that humans are becoming less attractive with every new generation.
Speaking of your girlfriend, facial analyst. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, take that, Jenna.
That's what's up, nigga.
Shannon, what was up with this? We're becoming less attractive?
So that's what they're saying. They're saying that according to modern diets, evolving sleeping patterns, and like some illnesses, that it's changing the facial structure of people. There's one example that they give. So they're showing this picture. This is from a guy a million years ago and how hot he is.
Can I say another reason?
And how hot he is. This is a picture of this fucking smoke show guy right here, whose chin I'd love to fucking put in my...
Well, I think people probably are becoming less attractive now with the advent of technology and the fucking... All of the what do they call them? Filters you can use. You don't really have to work as hard, right?
I don't know. I think you actually have to work harder because most of your face is like showing off how good you look. And then you probably feel bad that you don't look that good in the real world. So you probably work just as hard.
No, I think
it's all subjective anyway.
I think gals back in the day, I don't know about guys, but gals back in the day, they would go, dude, I'm not fucking going out of the house without makeup on. I'm not letting anybody see me without my fucking face on. Somebody's going to snap a picture of me. Here I am. Right. Fucking. Now these bitches, they get to go fucking boom, fucking app. There's all these apps that fucking make their faces look prettier. They make their eyes less far apart. They fucking put makeup on them.
I don't know, dude. You sound old.
I don't know. I'm on the same page, though. Dudes didn't leave the house without like a fucking suit and a nice hat.
Right.
Like, dudes dressed better, too. Like, nobody went out in their sweats.
Yeah.
I blame Pete Davidson.
You think so?
Yeah.
Just a big old dick in his gray sweatpants.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah. Just put on
sweatpants. Dude, when I wear gray sweatpants, I mean, it looks like I have a pussy.
Yeah, it looks... Yeah,
it couldn't
exactly.
be any...
My dick sits on my balls.
It couldn't
and
be
it just...
any flatter, dude. It really highlights no. how little my dick is. No. It's a two-way street. Gray sweatpants aren't good for everybody. I'll tell you right, you put me in a pair of gray sweatpants, you're going to be like, does he have a fucking... A Barbie pussy between his legs?
I think that actually might make you look like you have a big dick because,
no, dude.
You know, I have a little fucking bulge. Everybody could tell my stupid penis is just sitting on my shitty balls.
Whatever it is, dude, it fucking, maybe the color gray my dick's allergic to, but just sucks in and flattens out and it looks like a pussy. Oh, it makes me angry. I wish I had a big fat dick just so I can flop around in gray sweatpants.
I know. God nice, damn it, dude.
Damn. Isn't Shady, it? You like that? You like a man in gray sweatpants with his fucking big dick flopping around? You fucking slut.
I don't have
Oh, you make
preference.
Me sick, Jen.
Blake Shadow.
I don't have a preference either way. But so I have this picture also to show you on the opposite end. So this is a little girl. And
oh my God.
What they're saying is that because they have people's allergies and stuff like that. So in this particular case, when she was little, she always had a stuffy nose. So she always breathed through her mouth. And so it stopped the development of her lower jaw.
I think whatever you're reading is absolute dog shit because that is a condition that people have. I don't think that's that happened because she breathes through her mouth.
It's called ugly bitch itis.
The itis makes you fall asleep because of how ugly she is.
Dude, she's that. I feel bad for that little girl.
Yeah, but there's. I knew somebody that had that, and there is a. There's surgeries that they can do that like pushes their shit out, and all that.
Yeah, didn't we see a girl recently who got that surgery on the show? I think we watched like a whole thing. Or no, I did. Maybe I did on Facebook. It was just, I get caught up in these Facebook things sometimes where it'll just be like a mini documentary. And it'll just be some ugly bitch, and she's.
I think we did watch it on the show.
We I've watched a few. This happens. This is my algorithm on Facebook, right? My algorithm on Instagram is fucking at this point all MMA fighters and female bodybuilders for some reason this week.
That's chicks cool.
Fucking ripped abs, like crazy abs. But my Facebook algorithm is always like these like stories and these like mini documentaries, and it'll just be like some bitch who like she's got a growth on her head, and it's just like her journey. She's like,
oh dude,
she looks like what's on Futurama, the fucking guy with the
Zoidberg.
Yeah, she's, just some chick who she's pretty from there up.
Yeah.
Fucking weird, fucking lobster mouth. Like, what is
your
happening?
She's like, Lewis, go to sleep. I can hear the lobster girl.
And then it's just her journey to stop being an ugly bitch. And then she, you know, they just show like the before and after.
Oh my God, dude, have you been on TikTok Live? Like, it is. Absolutely nuts. There's people like that being like disformed people just being like, thank you, T1 Fucker, for the bits.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah, it's...
I can't stand having to look at deformed people.
Yeah, 100%. If crazy? I had anything wrong with me, I would just eat a bullet.
Well, that's why we should be able to look away. You know, like if you see somebody, if I saw somebody who had a fucking big growth in their face, like one of those, you know, sometimes you see somebody that looks like their head's melting and it's like whatever it is. I don't know what the fuck that is, but like their head's melting. The polite thing to do is ignore them and act like they don't exist.
Right.
Look through. If you have to look at them, look through them. Yeah. You don't subscribe to their content. That's crazy. That's rude. Yeah, that shit, dude. You look away from that guy, dude. Whatever that is you say, dude. That guy's
face looks like Lewis's dick in gray sweatpants.
Doggy, doggy, this guy should not have a popular TikTok channel. What do you want me to say?
God.
This guy should be in the shadows. You should maybe you throw some money at him.
Oh my God, dude. Look at that. You think that itches? You think like maybe a part of that itches?
I itch all the time. Yeah. If he doesn't itch, that makes me furious, dude. I have itchy ass fucking forearms all the time.
Well, the good thing is it doesn't itch.
Feels pretty smooth.
It's actually not too bad. And my back doesn't itch. It's like, I just don't feel that. Shaving's a bit tricky.
Fuck you. I got a lot of problems. Being itchy, not one of them. Fuck me, dude. Yeah, like, you know, those type of people, it's like sometimes you see a cutter, right? You see somebody who, like, slices their arms. And we used to know a comic who used to be a cutter. And this bitch would wear fucking tank tops.
Oh, yeah. The shortest shirts in the
world.
You're
like, bitch, are you crazy? Why are you bringing me into your fucking world of depression?
Yeah, dude. And it wasn't like one or two. It's like kind of all over the place. And you want to be like, can you cover this up, please?
Seriously. Or finish the job.
One or the other.
Christ almighty.
Commit to a bit.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, that shit gets me, dude. I'm very like squeamish about that.
I cannot stand cutters. No offense. You're out there, you're cutting yourself.
There's got to be a better thing.
There's got to be a better way.
Do. You don't have to do that. How about you just feel sad? You ever think about that?
Yeah.
Why don't you just feel that feeling?
Deal with it.
It's not going to last forever. People with depression, I'm like, just feel sad.
Is what they're doing technically when they're cutting, is it like if I get a needle, if I'm going to get a needle at like the doctor, right, I'll pinch my thigh to distract myself from the needle. So is it the pain of life is the needle?
Maybe that is
and
it.
And the cutting is the pinching of the thigh? Yeah. Is that what it is?
I think it is like a distraction.
I resend my take. Horrible take. If you're depressed, I feel bad. I'm sorry. Because if that's true, that sucks.
They're just trying to distract from the pain of life?
Oh, God.
That's better?
Ew.
How bad is your life, bitch?
Yeah, and it's like, what are you doing, man? You're really just, you got to find something. Get a fucking scratching post. They should make human scratching posts where you can just... when you feel bad.
Or maybe we take cutters and make them scratching posts for cats.
Two birds, one stone. Whoa. Yeah, the cats have no problem with it.
Yeah. Yeah. You depressed asshole.
Yeah. My cat's walking around like, life isn't that good, meow, meow. Like, you
look fat today. Meow.
Come on, chin up. Meow, meow.
Banks calling.
How's your relationship with your mom? Yeah. So there's a spoof.
Remember when you were molested?
I'll take another coffee. Remember so there's a spoof site apparently called rentahitman.com. Can we see this site, Shannon?
Now, is this a spoof site or is it like a site that cops made?
If I remember correctly, didn't somebody already get arrested for trying to use it?
So it's like over 12 people have gotten arrested based on the information they've
So 13 people?
Over 12. I don't remember the number. Over a dozen.
That would be cool.
Rent a Hitman, your point and click solution. We are 100% HIPAA compliant. Hitman information privacy below for your free consultation. The dark web is not safe, but we are. Wow. Rent a Hitman.
Capish?
So what happened? What people got arrested?
So most recently, there was a woman I can't remember her age, but she wrote in because she wanted the hitman to kill her 3-year-old daughter. And she said the reason was that the daughter kept coming in the way of her relationship with her new boyfriend. Mm.
Oh.
And so that's all the information that she gave. But there was also a guy who wanted to work for the company, and he used to work for the military. This is the guy. His name is Josiah Garcia, and he put in an application to actually work with them, and they also arrested him.
Oh, they arrested him.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be a hitman. It's a fun job.
I mean, if
Oh my God, what happened to this bitch's face?
She's got too much chin. Give her chin to the other girl.
This is the one who wanted to kill her 3-year-old. She's 18.
Oh, I hope she's the 3-year-old, because could you imagine living like that?
Damn, dude. Look at that chin.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Is half of her head bigger than the other half?
Yeah, there she has
something
going
on, dude.
There's
also a picture of me on the side. That's disgusting. But also, if this website is a joke, are they allowed to, like, how many steps do these people have to take before they're like, okay, you're getting arrested? Or is it just, if I apply, can't you argue, like, no, I knew it was a joke.
I'm kidding.
So what they do is once somebody fills out the information, they have to give, like, certain details about the person's name, where they live, the reason why. And then he'll reach out to them and be like, hey, are you still looking for our services? And then gets additional information by reaching out to them directly. And then that's when he turns over the information to the cops.
This guy's a rat.
Yeah, this doesn't really seem illegal. Like, you could be joking the entire way. You're like, yeah, kill my kid. You know, whatever. Yeah. Are you sure you still want me? Yeah, kill the kid. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, here's all the information. Kill the kid. You're not going to do it.
Here's what time she gets out of preschool.
Wiring you the money.
Yeah. Now that is where it's...
Isn't this hilarious, the way that I just sent you $10,000?
Yeah. Your Honor, it was a bit.
Yeah, that's fucking wild, dude.
I mean, I get if there was a site like, you know, heroin.com and you went on and like tried to order heroin.
Sure,
would that
but like,
be?
Thanks, Shannon.
But
is that illegal?
Well, you can buy anything right now. Like, so they're like people in the studio, they buy weed and mushrooms on the internet, right?
Yeah, but not like hard drugs.
I mean, mushrooms are hard drugs.
Sure, I guess they're everywhere now, though. They're everywhere, dude.
They really are. You can get mushrooms at like a lot of just like you walk into a weed shop, and they're just like chocolates, gummies, whatever.
It's gotten so. Remember how hard you like. When people had mushrooms, it was like a big deal.
Yeah, it was a whole day thing. It was like, we have to go. We have to go to the parking lot. We have to meet up with this person.
Dude,
you have to get it now.
Like, dude, we're driving 4 hours upstate to Binghamton, New York because we got a mushroom connect.
Exactly, yeah.
But like, dude, like acid would be the same thing. Yeah. Like, dude, there's a guy that has a sheet of acid. It's 100. He's got 100 hits of acid. He's got a sheet. We're going to take two 10 strips, and we're going up there right now. But like, dude, you got to tell that guy not to sell him to anybody else. And you get there,
he only has
one 10 strip left. Like, you asshole.
Yeah,
Why would you sell him?
Yeah, supply and demand. There was a dealer that we would pick up like weed and shrooms from who had a weapon, like a mace, like a ball and mace with a spike. And he'd be like swinging it while you're buying the food. And you just kind of had to like. Like you had to be like, well, yeah, cool. So when are you guys taking it?
Like, he's doing that thing with Crocodile Dundee. He's calling bats.
Yeah, dude, he would like smash it into his wall, and I would go, "Aren't your parents going to be upset about that?" And he would go, "They're never here." And I'm, you know, it's like, oh, all right,
yeah,
gotcha.
Getting acid, getting mushrooms back when I because I didn't start smoking weed until I was like 17 years old. Almost 18. First time I smoked weed, I was like maybe a month or two away from turning 18 years
old.
Wow. And I was like just very proud to not have ever done drugs, right?
Were you like straight edge?
Yeah, but in like kind of a gay sense.
Is there any other kind?
Well, I wasn't like a hardcore kid where I was like, you know, like X on the hands, like I'm fucking straight edge. Like,
right.
It was kind of that, but it was more like... Like almost like a promise to keep my virginity until I was married, like some faggot shit.
Yeah, totally. Dude.
I just whatever it was. Me and my friends all made a pact we weren't going to do drugs.
Yeah, say no more. I did that exact same pact, and then I was smoking weed the next year, and I was like, "Who are those gay guys?"
So we the first time we smoked weed, we were going to see Snowcore, the year 2000. Snowcore.
Is that like some sort of like metal?
System of a Down
metal Christmas songs.
System of a Down, Incubus,
Snowcore,
doing all heavy metal, heavy metal Christmas.
Silent Night. No,
no, it was like a winter tour, right? And it was called Snowcore, and it was System of a Down, Incubus, Mr. Bunglin.
System of a Down doing Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman. In all fairness, Sugar is Santa Claus coming to town, or Here Comes Santa Claus.
Oh, is it?
Dude, Sugar's.
Here comes Santa Claus. Sugar.
Oh, cool.
Sugar.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Playing Santa.
Yes. That's great. Not a bad idea.
And Puya and Mr. Bungle. Those were the bands on Snow
Mr.
Cool.
Bungle, dude.
Mr. Bungle. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And we got weed the night before. Well, we were trying to get it the night before. Me, my buddy, Dave Green, and James Meekham were like, dude, we're just going to smoke weed. Let's just do it. Why not? And we tried to find weed. We couldn't get weed anywhere. We just went everywhere. Like, every Puerto Rican we saw, we're like, dude, weed, got
yeah.
weed.
Yeah.
I was like, no, nobody would give us weed. It took us a full day. That's how hard it was just to find weed.
I know.
Just
so
to
nuts.
Find fucking weed. Dude, back in the fucking day, even when I, like, moved to New York City, like, me and Dave Smith were roommates when we were, like, 20, right? And I just remember being like, dude, all right. Well, we have a weed connect. It's in the Bronx. We lived in Brooklyn. We're like, all right, well, one of us are going to the Bronx to get weed right now because it was the only way we could get weed.
And you're young and you're poor, so you're not buying like ounces.
Dude, you're
right?
buying you're fucking buying, like, $30 worth of weed.
Yeah.
20, 30, 40, maybe
that he
40.
Wants to smoke with you too, where you're like, you guys can smoke that now?
Dude, I mean, I remember just like literally getting on a train, just going to another borough, like an hour, getting off, walking like 20 minutes to like right. some fucking. And then meeting up with a guy for $40, like two bags of weed, and then getting back, going back, and like going all the way home to have a few blunts. It's crazy to me that I would ever do that.
Remember having to have five on it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're like, oh, yo, does anybody got five on that?
I remember when a Nickelback cost a nickel. But it, when I started smoking weed, you could buy a nickel bag or a dime bag, and it was regs. You would buy
yeah. it was terrible.
It was
seedy.
Seed stems. It would smell. It wasn't grown right. Whatever no. it was, it wasn't even like, it was like outdoor shit that was also just grown poorly. Oh, here's Jordan Jensen texting me, the fucking bitch.
Oh, sorry, I just woke up. Oh, my God.
She just texted me, too.
I slept in my alarm. I'm so sorry. I never do that. She's done it on this show.
I never do that is hilarious.
Lying whore.
Tell her, it's your M.O.
No, that's Ian.
It's your
no,
H-O-M-O.
Ian's an H-O-M-O. Yeah, fuck. They indicted me.
There is breaking news.
What?
Lewis, you can share the screen. Oh, hold on. Right here. They're right here.
Oh, no.
Pee Wee Herman's dead.
Wow. Holy shit.
Oh, that makes me very sad.
We were just talking about him last week.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
What? How'd he die?
Let's see.
Jerking off.
Cancer.
Damn, dude.
They got my boy.
Damn, Pee-wee's dead.
Yeah.
He's
got, yeah.
What do I do?
It'll be a fun funeral. The casket's like. God, all the chairs are moving. Oh, come on, just finish this.
Rigor mortis.
The word of the day is.
Hold on, I got to put money in my meter. I apologize, guys.
Oh, man.
Hold on, boys.
Today we are here to celebrate the life of Pee-wee. And now we introduce the newest member of the Playhouse, Ernie the Urn.
You go, okay, now we're all going to sing a song to remember him. Bum, 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 bum.
Very sad. Very sad. Pee Wee Herman's dead.
70, though. Not too bad. I mean, that is sad. I feel bad. Poor guy. You know?
I'm not glad.
Yeah. But now there's an opening for a new Pee Wee.
Ooh.
For masturbating man child?
He got in trouble for jerking off in a theater, right?
In a porn theater.
That's what you're supposed to do, or you're not really supposed to do that.
You're not supposed to, but I think that's what they're for.
Did he get arrested?
He just got like...
It was a sting operation. They were waiting in there to arrest people, and I think they saw him and were like, jackpot.
Oh, my God.
But like, that's what you go... Will you just sit in a porn theater and watch the movie and go home and jerk off? I'm pretty sure that's like a gay meetup spot.
Well, you could go to the bathroom, right?
No, that's what they're for.
Yeah, I mean,
I used to jerk off in the bathrooms of strip clubs. I would like, I have to get one out. I'd be like, too turn on. I'm like, all right, I gotta go. Then I go fucking rock one out in the bathroom at the strip club.
And then you're like, you walk out of the bathroom, like, you're
this
like,
place
this
sucks.
This is so gross.
These are all dudes.
This place is boring as hell, dude.
Yeah. If I opened a strip club, I would make sure you can't jerk off in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have somebody.
Well, there's usually a bathroom attendant.
Yeah.
In the strip club?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nicer ones.
Most of the time, yeah.
You come out, he's holding a little tissue. Thank you, Jeeves.
Dude, Hustlers just sucked. That movie was just hot fucking trash.
How was Jay in it?
Jay was good. You know, it was like, it wasn't hot. It was fine. It was just sort of like, whatever it was, they did this thing where I guess the girl was like, they tried to give the girl like morals. They were like, we never stole from somebody who didn't deserve it. And we were somebody who couldn't afford to be stolen from. It's like, no, these are fucking hookers.
Yeah.
And they were stealing from who the fuck ever.
Yeah. Like, you're not Robin Hood.
Yeah. That's they try to paint them like that. It's like, no, you guys were fucking.
Yeah. That's the thing about Cardi B that everybody like just seems to like.
Well, she was in the movie too.
Fuck about. Oh, was she? Really?
She was in the movie. She was one of the strippers in the movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That she like they like, which I don't really give a shit. Like, I gotta be honest with you, it's like hustle, do what you gotta do. You know, like people they grew up like I hustled when I was a fucking kid and I stole and I did some shady shit.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm not gonna judge some fucking poor ass fucking hot stripper for robbing some fucking
Robbed by a stripper is like getting robbed by a hooker, it's like same as getting robbed by a drug dealer. It's like, dude, we knew what we were getting into when we started this illegal
one out of every 100 times you're gonna get robbed by a hooker or a drug dealer, and that's you have to put that toward the value.
Yes.
Yeah. That would kill me.
Every time you get your dick sucked by a stripper, know where your wallet is. Yeah.
One time I was really drunk and I was walking down the street, and this had to be at like midnight, maybe 1 o'clock. And I walked by a woman and I went, hey, you want to fuck? Just a random woman. And she was, I go, hey, you want to fuck? And she was like, what did you just say to me? And I went, would you like to have sex? Would you like to fuck? And she goes, how much money do you got? And I go, $10. And she goes, go home. No. I was like 21, 22. I don't know. I was thinking about this yesterday. I was like, maybe she was a hooker. Maybe she was like insulted by what I said and was like, I'm going to fucking rob this guy.
Oh, wow. It was a black chick.
Yeah.
That was racist on my end.
It was Cardi B.
That was actual racism in a very real moment, just so you guys know. I wasn't being funny there. I literally just was racist.
Is that racism, though?
That you I kind of were just asking. Said, no, I imagined a white chick the whole time until you said I thought she was thinking about robbing me, and then I was like, oh, it was a black chick. That's racism in its purest sense.
Yeah, there's no white hookers walking around.
That is true.
They don't walk around.
Yeah.
They take limos.
Speaking of Cardi B, I have a video of her. She was at a concert and somebody threw water at her or a drink at her. I'll show you the video.
Oh, yeah, she threw a fucking...
This is a sad state of affairs.
Yes.
Oh, she threw the mic at him.
There's a better angle of that, too.
Yeah, there's one from the crowd.
There's also one where you could see the mic just hit this. She's like, bang. But there's one from the crowd where I don't know what she was thinking. She threw water on it. She goes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And then the girl,
it was a girl.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The funny thing is that the vocals just don't change.
Yeah, she but that's the rap. Mic. That's rap music.
It's like, oh, I saw we had a really funny tweet that was like, your vocals never stop when she throws the microphone. Y'all motherfuckers listening to an iPad.
It's true, though.
Play the other angle.
I have it. It's from like a news site, but it's the other angle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to go back one more time.
Bitch ass.
She's also, that's like such a dumb thing to do. Like,
yeah, don't throw your fucking. But I guess, I don't know, dude.
I mean, look, you shouldn't throw water at an artist, but it's like you're an artist on like a high level. You perform in front of thousands of people. It's happened before.
Also,
it's not the first time, right?
Where did that take place? Vegas? That could have felt really good.
You're just asking for a lawsuit. You're going to hit somebody in the head.
Do you remember what happened to Akon? Akon brought someone on stage and then like bodied him. Like, gave him like the Stone Cold Stunner or something. Like, really just fucked him up. Or bring it up, please. It fucked his career up. It ruined his career.
Axl Rose jumped in the crowd and beat up somebody, didn't he?
No.
Billy Joe Armstrong did.
I don't know if Axl Rose did, but Sebastian Bach from Skid Row did. So this is a famous story from back in the day. Somebody threw a bottle at him, hit him in the head with the bottle, cut him, and then he picked up the bottle. And it's, who fucking threw that, you motherfuckers? You piece of shit. It was you motherfucker. And the guy's like talking shit. And he goes, it was actually great. He's like, yeah, how about this, man? Blah, 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 blah. Why don't you come get a piece of me? And then the song Piece of Me kicks in, and he throws the bottle into the crowd, misses the guy because he's a fucking long-haired fairy boy, smashed the bottle on a girl's head. She sues him, fucking. Then he jumps into the crowd and, like, kicks the guy and starts, like, fighting him like this.
That's fucking crazy, dude. Yeah.
I have the Akon
Holy
one.
Shit.
Please.
Yeah. This fucked up Akon's career. I'm so lonely. So, like, he was like, who? I think someone threw water on him or something. And he was like, who was it? And he brings the kid up.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
I guess that wasn't as bad as I thought, but his hat didn't even turn.
Yeah, he got up and smiled. He was like, wow, that's pretty fucking cool.
Damn, I really fucking upped that, and I'm sorry.
It ruined Akon's career?
It did, though. It really did. It's the same thing as, like,
that
would never ruin anyone's career now, but that fucked him up. That was everywhere, and people
pull it up. Did this ruin Akon's career?
I'm 7'9".
Did he just run out of songs? Maybe
he's like, "Who wants to hear?"
When they used to do MTV Spring Break, somebody threw a rock at Kevin Nash
The
NWO was there, and he fucking ran because they didn't think he could run, and he just bolts through the crowd, and he has the guy by the neck in the sand with a knee on his back. I think the guy got 6 months in jail for assault.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really? Wow.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And then he tried to sue Kevin Nash, but because he had been charged with assault, he couldn't.
Oh, that's nice.
I just see that he had to pay a $350 fine and do 65 hours of work.
I'll tell you what, if I paid $350, my career stopped.
Brandon's career is fine. Oh my God, it's worse than I thought.
That's all my money plus $250.
Yeah, I don't know if it ruined Akon's career. I never heard
about
that.
It did.
Okay.
Akon was...
I believe you.
Whatever, maybe it didn't. I don't know. But Akon was really big, and then this happened, and then he kind of wasn't that big anymore, so...
Chinese zoo denies its bears are humans in costume. Shannon, what is this?
So I'm going to show you a video that someone is using as evidence that they're not real bears in the zoo.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's like what my ass looks like when I'm wearing pants. He's got.
I mean, wait, what?
That's it.
It kind of looks like a human.
Kind of looks like a guy in a bear suit. It really does.
It really does.
It looks like the masturbating bear from Conan.
Dude, that's crazy.
Isn't there some zoos that got caught that they're just painting dogs? Like they're painting them like other animals?
That's so easy to figure out. You're like, I mean, who in their right mind is like looking at a painted dog and they're like, they're going to think this is a cockatiel.
Zoos are considered like inhumane across the board, right?
I think they're losing popularity.
Like you're not like... People.
They're not cool.
Zoos aren't cool.
They are cool. Like they're fun to go to and aquariums are really fun and zoos are fun, but it's not cool to do to the things.
Yeah, I don't really care. I feel like if these animals were supposed to be in captivity, they would have fought us off. This is just survival of the fittest.
Right.
If I can catch a bear and put him in a cage,
sure.
He fucked up as a bear.
Yeah. I think that's what they said about slaves, too, by the way.
Kind of.
Like, if they really didn't like this, they wouldn't have let themselves get caught.
Not that they like it, but I'm saying if they weren't supposed to be in captivity.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, dude, the fucking killer.
Actually, many Jewish people were in zoos as well.
Let's see.
Yeah, the morning zoo broadcasting because Jews control the media. Cut that.
The zoo run media.
Let's see. This NYC avenue is overrun by brazen brothels operating in broad daylight. Who fucking wrote this? Fucking
cool.
Kim Congdon during her roast battle days? Calm down, alliteration asshole. God, Shem, what is this? And also, where is this? Just for our
I didn't
personal,
even hear it. All I heard was
bum, 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 bum. Our own personal research purposes. What is this street?
It's in Corona, Queens. It's Roosevelt Boulevard.
Roosevelt Boulevard. It's all hooker.
Oh, yeah.
It's all whorehouses.
I think I saw a video of this. They're just standing outside of this place.
Well, hello.
And this is these are some of the cards. They're saying that they're like hiring teenagers to pass out these cards with the hookers and phone numbers.
Okay.
And then I do have a video. It's just not in English. Just give me 1 second.
See some of these hookers. See some of these hookies.
Let's see some of the hooks.
Corona is not too far away from... Oh, my God.
Ew.
That was just a regular woman.
Oh, that was just a fat lady.
Yeah. It's...
Leave them alone. They're ladies of the night. They got to make some fucking money. Guys got to get
Hola.
Laid. Hola.
You guys want to see some hookers?
Oh, welcome to Hooker Alley Homes.
We're going to get laid for $20 in New York City.
Yeah, I mean, let them be. Let the hookies be.
Why not? I mean, you know, what are you going to do? You can get them online, too. Who cares?
Really? Can you?
Yeah.
How would you
Ian
know?
Show me a website.
What website?
I forgot what it was called, if you want to hit him up. But some of these hookers are like...
Eros.
Whoa. Yeah, it's erosguide.net. Yeah.
Eros.com.
Then why did you ask me to see if I know?
I just was just seeing if you knew, doggy. Eros Have is where ever, it's at, dude.
You ever go to that website?
Yeah. I've been to the website.
You're just seeing the way it was structured.
Got a couple of pop-ups, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, you can... you could actually literally find porn stars. If you go to eros.com... And then you click on the XXX category. There's porn stars specifically
that are in town doing privates.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Just girls that you have been jerking off to.
Holy shit.
For your whole life.
Whoa.
Or the appropriate way to do that is you go on that, see which girls are on there, go jerk off to her porn and think about all the money you just saved.
That's great.
They call that the Louis J. Gomez special.
Yeah. Then you bust the nut on your chest. That's a great idea. And you go, I almost spent $7,000.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool. Some of these chicks are really hot, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would be nervous.
What?
Really hot.
Seeing a prostitute?
Prostitute came over.
Why?
I'd be like trying to make her laugh and stuff. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I'd be so, I've never gotten one.
No, you have to degrade her.
I'd give her a B.
I like it. I don't mind it. All right, let's see. Toit or Noit?
Yes.
Shannon, let's go with the new Toit or Noit.
I love this game. Toit. No. Yeah.
Toit or Noit.
Let's see. What do we got here, Shannon?
Okay, so she is a U.S. influencer. She's 33, and she brands herself as an emotional support stripper for soldiers in the Ukraine.
Hell yeah.
So I'll show you some pictures from the article, then we'll go to her Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah, she's tight, Shannon. She's tight. Obviously, she's tight.
But this
tight.
Is maybe her best picture, though.
Let's see.
Oh.
Oh, yuck.
Ooh.
And she gives free OnlyFans subscriptions to people that are fighting in the
Ukraine. She's pretty toit for free.
Yeah.
I mean, how can I tell her that I've been fighting in the Ukraine? Like, does she check your papers and shit?
Well, she's in the Ukraine, so I don't know if she's, like, meeting them personally. But she's also, like, banging soldiers there.
Oh, God.
Sounds like she's winning this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess she's got kind of a fetish for it, right? Or she's very passionate.
Yeah, she's not that toy. She's okay, Shannon. But, I mean, good for you. Honestly, I wish more girls were like that. I wish more girls would just be like, just go suck a hero's dick.
What if you say to her, you go, hey, can I fuck you? And she goes, Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Ukraine nut.
Ukraine? Yeah. Ukraine nut.
Or you come too fast and you're sobbing on the other side of the bed. Ukraine?
I think more girls should just go fuck.
Babe, Ukraine?
Just go fuck a sad guy.
Yeah.
You see, just like some fucking dude, like if I'm walking down the street and I see Jorge and I'm a hot chick, I'm like, dude, let me suck this fucking little guy's dick. Right?
Jorge, nice.
When's the last time some fucking slut just came up to you and was like, I'm just going to suck your dick right off your body?
Yesterday.
Did it really happen yesterday? No. No, it didn't happen. When's the last time you got laid, Jorge?
Yesterday.
Really? You got a girlfriend?
Jorge went to the Barbie movie in a dress. If you didn't get laid for that.
He was like, I actually got a one-way ticket to Corona, Queens.
You got a girlfriend, Jorge?
It's complicated.
Wow. Why? Because it's a
guy.
Man?
Hell yeah.
Yes. That'll never get old.
Damn, dude, you're gay.
Wow. You're gay. Why is it complicated?
I wonder if you called a kid gay, if he'd be like, what the fuck? Like, if I went to my son right now, I was like, hey, you're gay. He'd be like, why would you say that?
Yeah, probably.
Or if he'd be like, thank you, dad.
Yeah. You'd be like,
you mean courageous?
Fluid?
What a fucking world we live in.
where you can't call your friends gay for a laugh.
Call your own kid gay.
What kind of world is this?
Yeah. Would you be mad if you had a kid that was gay?
No.
You wouldn't care?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't. I hope I wouldn't be upset or disappointed, and I probably wouldn't. If you know my kid came out and I'd loved him, but me, no kid right now. If I took a lie detector test, I'd be nervous.
Right.
You know.
Now you'd be like a theater dad.
Yeah, I'd be a.
You'd know all the words to all the musicals.
Yeah, of course.
Taking your kids to auditions and shit.
Yeah, but he'd be like, I would treat my gay kid like very stereotypically. I'd be like, this is great. We could go to musicals and I'll buy you pink stuff. And he'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm gay. I'm not a fat.
I'd have to. It would be a conversation. It wouldn't be ideal. I think at this point I could probably make fun of him and he would think it's funny.
Yeah, that would probably be the best part about it, too, where you're like, sweet, yes, now I can be, like, now you can make gay jokes, and if anybody's like, what the hell, you're like, hey, my son's gay, and he's like, no, I'm not.
Did I tell you that I'm trying to tell him about Santa Claus right now?
Yeah, I thought you were going to watch Liar Liar.
I didn't watch it yet with him.
You're telling him about Santa Claus?
Yeah, his mom is making me tell him.
Why?
He's 10.
He's going to figure it out.
I think he knows already, and he's playing the long game because he's afraid that the gifts are gonna
diminish. I'm telling you, he doesn't, and he knows his gifts aren't gonna diminish. And he fucking really believes in Santa Claus.
Let him believe. I mean, how long is that gonna
last?
He's
going to middle school this year, dude.
Who does that hurt? Socially, he might be a little, you know, ostracized.
Yeah, that's
but
the
when you
problem.
Write on your list to Santa, finger a girl.
Yeah,
you're too old.
he's like, I'll take a cock ring.
He'll figure it out.
He's like, I would like my Santa. Can you pay my taxes this year?
He hasn't watched any.
I need a Four Loko and a pack of Marlboro Smooth 100s.
Yeah, you know, I believed in Santa for a long time. The last thing I asked him for was to be my guarantor for my apartment. No, I mean, he's got to watch like a movie or something and like where they go like, Santa's not real.
That's it. Liar, Liar, though. They say in Liar, Liar.
That's hilarious, dude, that you're going to have like, let's sit down. I don't want to watch Liar, Liar. This is very important.
No, this is the problem. He doesn't want to watch Liar, Liar. I've suggested it a few times and now he's like, Dad, no. He's like, can we just watch the Santa Claus again?
Shannon, you got look up every movie, the top 10 movies where they mention that Santa isn't real.
Yeah, top 10 movies where they spill the beans.
Spill the beans about Santa and Lewis will just keep... Oh, wow, you found
family
that.
Christmas movies that low-key spoil the truth about Santa Claus. Wow.
And one of them is the Santa Claus.
Christmas Story, how? The classic movie is very relatable. Young boy, blah, 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 blah. But his father directs him to the hidden gift behind the tree, the BB gun.
No, we need something where they say
Santa's
not real.
Yeah, but hold on. That's not a thing, though. Because the parents also get some gifts. And so that's not an issue. That my son's watched that movie. That never gave him.
There's got to be something.
Go ahead.
Miracle on 34th Street, though, the whole thing is that Santa is real.
Some children think of how realistic the existence of Santa really is. Keep on going down. How the Grinch. What?
No, this list
these,
fucking
these
sucks.
Are, these, none of these spoil Christmas.
In fact, they make Christmas worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Bad Santa would be a movie that spoils Christmas.
Well, Liar, Liar, he straight up asked him if Santa's real, and he says no.
Amazing. you're like,
and the whole premise of the movie is that he has to tell the truth.
Yeah, you're like,
I mean, it's fucking right on the nose.
I say you skip telling him Santa's not real, show him Bad Santa and be like, Santa is real and he fucks fat ladies in fucking Jurassic groups with a black midget.
Yeah,
I think you just wait until he brings up Santa and then you go, I gotta tell you.
Well, we're doing our annual father son trip in a few weeks, so.
And you're going to the North Pole. See? Nothing.
Do you fucking see?
You go, wait a minute. And there's a big Santa's like factory or whatever.
Yeah. No, well, I allow him to ask me one question every year on our father-son trip, and I gotta tell him the truth about it every year. And I'm waiting for him to catch on that like he's still like, he's like, what's your favorite color?
Have you ever put yourself on a woman without her consent? Santa is not real.
My son, he had a friend over in the pool the other day. And James is such a sweet kid. He was like, oh, this kid was saying some inappropriate stuff. And I was like, well, what did he say? And he was like, well, first he goes, who's that? He's talking about my girlfriend. He's like, who's that? He's like, oh, that's my dad's girlfriend. And the little kid's like, oh yeah, she's hot. And then he's like, all right, I was like, all right, it's fine. You know, 10-year-old boys.
You beat the fuck out of this kid.
Who the fuck you looking at, bitch? Motherfucker, it's my girl. But then he goes to my son. He was like, when did they have sex?
Ooh.
And then, so James told me, he asked when you guys have sex. And I was like, well, James, like, if somebody asked him like that, just tell him it's none of your business. Be like, it's none of my business. It's none of your, you know, be like, that's not an appropriate question.
What if
you
want to know all the time?
Boys.
Well, James, you just tell him to smell your fingers.
So, but then James is like, James goes, okay, all right. And he goes, you guys don't have sex, do you? And I was like, James, that's none of your business.
That's great.
But he was like, you guys don't have sex, do you? And I was like, that's the whole point of it.
Yeah, he's like, I made a pact with my friends that we wouldn't do drugs or have sex.
Yeah. All right, I got to run. I got to wrap it up. Oh,
well, okay. Well, we're going to end on that, huh?
And then a little Sagalo Bomberuski. I like it. We're out. You guys are the best. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday with another episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.